hot and thirsty, looking for a land to call their own.
We almost there, Tommy. We must have been riding 4 whole minutes.
Yeah, but it'll be worth it, Chucky. I bet you this new playground is really, really big and got lots of room to play and plenty of sand. Sand to call our own.
I hope so.
Yes, sir. In those days, if a man was going to stand for the right thing, he had to be a real tough hombre.
Tommy, I'm hot and thirsty.
Don't worry, Chucky. I bet you were almost there.
Of course, those were the days when a man was only as good as his word. And most fellas didn't know more than 3 of them. Yep, nope, and howdy. Howdy. Get Wild Bill Hickok to fill in little circles with a number 2 pencil.
Wow.
Jumping Jehoshaphat. There you go, cowpokes.
These kids sure are friendly.
Hey, look!
Howdy!
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 You two are new around here, ain't you?
Mm-hmm.
That's so. My name's Belinda.
I'm Tommy, and this here's Chucky.
You look thirsty. Will it be?
Apple juice?
Coming up.
Wow, that's a nasty boo-boo. Yeah, how'd you get that?
Somebody pushed me.
Really? Who'd want to do something like that?
I don't want to talk about it. Hey, want to go play in the monkey bars?
This playground is great.
Yeah.
Snow-shadow time.
What's snow-shadow time?
You know when the sun gets really high and the shadows go away?
Yeah.
Well, that's when the junk food kid comes around.
Who?
The junk food kid. The meanest toddler around. Everyone's afraid of the kid.
Maybe we better go, Tommy. Aw, come on, Chucky. How bad could one kid be?
And who are these? Your two bears? I thought you were smart enough to stay away when I came around. But I guess with all that curly hair on your head, there's no room for any brains.
Hey, you leave her alone.
Please? How old are you, kid?
1.
Well, if you want to live to be 1 and a half, you better get.
But we just
be careful, Tommy.
We want to play here.
If that's all right with you, Miss Junk Food Kid, ma'am.
Well, it ain't. Now get out of here. What are you waiting for?
We're waiting for you to take your foot out of our bucket so we can keep playing. Tommy, there's only one thing we can do.
If you want to Yep, this whole area out here was full of desperados.
Toby, why are we going back to the park? I don't like the park.
Chucky, we have to stand up to the junk food kid if we want to be tough omelets.
Oh, Toby, yeah? Do we want to be tough omelets?
Yeah, I think so.
I tell you, they were an ordinary bunch of bandits. Okay, Precious.
Okay, she's not here. I guess we go home now.
Oh, come on, Chucky. Hi, Tommy.
Hi, Chucky.
Belinda, what happened to your hair?
My mommy had to cut it off because of all the gum.
Wow, you're almost as bald as Tommy. Oh, don't cry, Belinda.
Yeah, don't cry.
Chucky and me will make sure that junk food kid stays out of your hair.
Or what's left of it.
Tommy, look.
Uh-oh. It's no shadow time.
We gotta hide.
Come on, Tommy. Let's get out of here.
No! It's a free playground, and I'm gonna tell the kid she's gotta leave us alone.
Yeah!
I'll show her we're not as scared of her.
Hooray!
And all of you are gonna stay here and help me.
Or not. Aren't you gonna hide too?
Nope, we're staying.
We're with you, Tommy.
Besides, all the good hiding places are taken.
Thanks, guys.
So what do you want us to do?
You two cover me from the monkey bars. And Chucky?
Yeah?
If things go wrong, get her out of here.
That Tommy, he's not like other babies.
No, I didn't meet Tommy till he was 8 days old. I don't know what happened to him during those first 8 days, but he sure don't like to see people get pushed around.
Show your sorry hide around my playground.
I'm not sorry. I won't hide, and this isn't your playground anymore.
Says who?
Says me. This playground is for good kids who get along and play nice.
Play nice? I'll show you play nice.
He's been in worse trouble than this. Once he got his tongue stuck to an ice cube.
Wow.
For letting you have that gum, Prudence.
Prudence? You did it, Tommy! You stood up to the junk food kid! I knew you could.
Okay.
Looks like everything's back to regular here.
Yep. I reckon it's time for me to go.
Go? You can't go.
Gotta go. Sometimes a fella's just gotta be moving on.
Moving on?
Yep. I'm heading home to have myself a juice, snuggle with my blankie, and go nap.
Are you ever coming back?
Could be.
But when, Tommy? When?
I don't know. Maybe tomorrow.
Oh, that Tommy. He's one tough omelet.
Magnificent undersea paradise in search of Neptune's most jealously guarded treasure, the lost city of Atlantis. Unfortunately, all we found were whole beer cans and the remains of an outboard motor.
Weighs a ton.
Where in tarnation did you get that?
At Cold and Oldies.
Cold and Oldies?
No, Cold and Oldies. It's that new store in the mini mall that sells frozen yogurt and antiques.
Whew. Antiques. Back in my day, we had no use for antiques.
But, Pop, I thought back in your day, there were no antiques.
Very funny. A fella could bust a gut around here.
You know that's a genuine Louis the 19th looking glass? It's French. Could you help me carry the rest of the stuff in?
You mean there's more?
Made in Taiwan.
Hmm.
I didn't know Taiwan was in France.
Hey, Tommy, come on. Don't you want to get that treasure?
Well, once I got started, I just couldn't stop.
$15? You spent $15 on a box of junk and you don't even know what's inside?
Well, they did throw in a free pint of avocado swirl.
How does a mirror work anyway?
It's very scientific. You probably would understand.
Yeah, we would.
Tell us.
Well, when you look in the mirror, you're actually seeing a person just like you on the other side. In fact, there's a whole world on the other side.
You mean there's a mirror land in there?
Wow, what's it like?
Well, in mirror land, everything's the same, only different. You know, backwards.
Backwards?
You mean, like, instead of people taking dogs for walks, dogs take people for walks?
Yeah.
But that's silly.
Of course it is. In Mirrorland, everything's silly. Birds swim underwater and fish fly in the air.
Yeah. And ice cream tastes like mud.
Yeah. Ew. Well, that sounds great. Let's go there.
Yeah.
But, what is it, Chucky?
Well, you can't just go into Mirrorland.
How come?
Well, because, look, there's always a mirror boy in your way.
He doesn't look so big.
Oh, great.
Tommy, I could be wrong about this Mirrorland thing. Really?
Soft things, sweetie. Like this.
Hey, Dee Dee, there's some pretty funky stuff in here.
I don't think running into that mirror was such a good idea, Tommy.
You're right, Chucky.
I am?
Uh-huh. We gotta outsmart the mirror boy, but I need your help.
Oh, no.
There. Oh.
Take a gander at this, Dee Dee. Makes me look 15 years younger, don't you think?
Oh, for heaven's sake, Pop. It's just a bunch of junk. Everything in it's so nice. Maybe I'll just try this on. Be right back.
Whoa!
coming, Chucky?
Tommy, we both know if we do this, something awful's gonna happen.
Come on, Chucky. Someday you'll be 6 years old. Do you want to look back then and say you never really lived?
Here we go again.
You guys stay here. Then when we come back, you could have your turn.
Yes, sir. If I'd been born a few years later, I could have been one of them heavy metal stars. Ooh, now this one ought to be good.
Pa! I've lost my glasses. Can you help me find them?
Just give me a spelunking minute, would ya?
Come on, Chucky. We gotta get into Mirrorland. This is my favorite ball, so maybe it's his favorite ball, too. Hold it up and yell, and when he looks at you, I'll sneak by.
Hey, Mirror Tommy, look over here. It's your favorite ball. I think he's looking at the ball now.
I don't know. What do you think?
I don't know. How about you?
I don't know. I think they made it.
Did not.
Did too.
Did not.
Did too.
I can't wait to see what else is different in Mirrorland.
It looks exactly the same.
But it's not. Look, Chucky. In Mirrorland, you... wear your shoes on your hands.
Really?
Yeah, and you sleep under the bed instead of on top. I'll show you.
I'm not sleepy, Tommy. What else is different in Mirrorland?
Well, you wear your diapers on your head.
Wait, how do I know you're not just making this up?
What do you mean?
Maybe we're not in Mirrorland. Maybe there isn't even a Mirrorland at all.
I'm looking, Dee Dee. I'm looking. No sign of those specs in here.
It's Mirror Grandpa and his head is on fire.
Whoa, you were right, Tommy. I'm sorry I called you a fibber.
Since real Grandpa's nice, Mirror Grandpa might be mean. We better run. Mirror Mommy, she's a robot.
Pop, hurry! I'm blind without my glasses.
Boy, that was close. We gotta get back through the mirror. Everything's frontwards again. Look, Spike must have gotten through the mirror too. He'll help us get back. Hey, Spike! Guarding the mirror. We got one chance. Give me my ball.
Hey, Dee Dee, I found your specs.
Yikes! Pop, take off that ridiculous hair.
Hey, where's the ballet?
Oh, I'll go change.
Spike here is filthy as an unwashed potato. I'm going to take him outside and hose him down.
Did too.
Did not.
Did too.
Did not.
If they didn't make it, then how come they're not back, Philip?
Maybe they got lost in the dirty clothes and Brazilian.
Look, the Mirror Boys are right there. Move over, Mirror Boys. We're coming through.
You think we're back? I don't know.
Tommy! Chucky! This is no place to play. Look who's back.
Dadnabbit, Spike, hold still. It's just a little water for crying out loud.
Sounds like Grandpa needs help.
Well, did you make it?
Yeah!
Wow!
It was great.
It was scary.
In Maryland, my mom and my grandpa looked really funny.
They were monsters. That mirror Spike tried to eat us.
But at least we got back before the mirror boys could take our toys.
Wait a minute. How do we know you're not the mirror boys?
But Phil, we can't be mirror boys. They live on the other side of the mirror.
That's just what a mirror boy would say. I'll bet they are mirror boys.
Or not.
Or two.
Go ahead. Ask us anything. Something only we would know, and not some dumb old mirror boy.
Okay. Tell me what's the funniest thing in the world.
Oh, that's easy. When milk comes out your nose.
Okay, Chucky. What's the time you were scared us the most?
Oh, I don't want it.
Mirror boy!
Okay.
So it was the time I got my head caught in a sock.
Dogs can tell.
I'm glad you guys are back.
They're a handful sometimes, but they're so adorable.
Yeah. I'm gonna go wash up.